Steeler's Wheel. 1. Because my mouth is watering at the sight of the fountain, I would only need to drink from if my mouth weren't watering. The heckler, got up as my heart, will only drink the water after the juice has been poured from a recyclable bottle into an unrecyclable carton. And just because he's hurt me doesn't mean he's malicious, unless our carbon monoxide is more nourishing to the trees than the oxygen it was before we got a hold of it. 2. You can't avoid what you can't control. Even if it's not a blackout, a candle won't envy a lava lamp. Realities overlap like members of clubs being sued for their exclusivity by someone who's not been an outsider long enough to not want to be in. I like being here, but I won't be here tomorrow. If I like that, I will be here tomorrow, unless you can be judged fairly enough without your actions being taken into account. 3. It's harder to live in reputation than in friendship, so we call our professional relationships friendships and our friendships love until love seems professional and whirling around in the expediency of the moment where all names are nipped in the bud. Our prospects are not seen, and so not seen is fair to middling until the giddiness of a quibble is found guilty of excessive wake-up calls, gripping the steel rail love pretends to be when we're not in it. So the smile on the mask we call the void rubs off on all timid thieves who fall through it at the speed of lies, even if music isn't a summer's day. 4. It can't be. Jesus would never come back as a golfer. But disbelief must eventually relent, as life does, unless I don't have to cut my bones out to lose weight. It's as if his mind pole vaulted out of his eyes. Otherwise, I'll know only too well that it can only exist if nothing else does. Why should I play a C chord once I learn a more difficult one? Why should I turn my back on someone who left me to ratify a treaty that puts a band-aid on the wound that can't be healed anyway? 5. My ex is no longer a judge, and what she calls my tendency to overanalyze is never as good as I hoped for, nor as bad as I feared. So I'll be your patient if you let me be your doctor. If not, I'll watch my 4 grandparents battle it out in me. In winter, I'm alone and unhappy. In spring, I'm alone but happy. In summer, I'm with people and happy. In fall, I'm with people and unhappy. And I wonder if sowing the seeds of thought will reap the harvest of emotion. And how can the rich or tall have a head start if every second we start afresh? 6. The wrong way of seeing things is still jealous of the right way. I don't want sex, because to have sex, I have to call her. And I don't want to be with her anymore. I mean, right now. She knows this, but she's trying to get me to think about sex to think about her. If you could tax companies without them passing it on to workers, consumers, if she would cook and eat for me, I'd have 2 less incentives for wanting to cheat on her. And I need them to override the veto my libido threatens, but then backs down on. 7. It's hard to keep my balance when love sits at the head of a round table. If I had better eyes, you wouldn't have been so naked when I first met you. I wouldn't have to worry about you leaving before I forget you. I'm singing a song titled, I Must Forget You, That's How I Met You. And I'm not afraid you'll cheat on me with it, as long as I feel I have to be hurt to be in touch with my emotions. Am I pouring the grass cows eat into the cereal you don't have to believe is breakfast to eat? And how can I be the person I was when I first met you without you leaving? 8. When we first met, I knew we were on rocking chairs. I don't remember whether we were rocking. Nor do I remember if you had gray hairs, though I remember loving them if you did. Did you hear about the old lady who crashed into Washington Square, killing several? I laugh. Sorry, I'm laughing. But what else can you do? True. Tears that heal are scarce. Cry on the stump. It will become a leg. I wish. After a while you said, but I have to go. Nature calls. But Carla, I said, nature's always calling. It's just that it does so through different orifices. 9. You had me in the sense that a driveway has a sidewalk. You had me the way a car has a lot of miles on it. You asked me my sign. Pisces. Oh no, Pisces and Aries aren't supposed to get along. I guess that means I don't get along with myself since I was born on the cusp. You see me only as I am, not as I want to be. So I say, you don't know me. But maybe I see myself only as I want to be, so I whisper as the wind. As long as kids learn third person plural before first person singular, at least I can rest assured you're not rejecting me. 10. As long as kids continue to learn third person plural before first person singular, ripples move inward until the pebble is squeezed out from the surface of the lake like toothpaste from a tube. But why does an arrow feel like the other arrow it's aiming toward is really a target? Probably for the same reason the fashion magazine says it's more of a cliche to think in phrases than to think in words. Though it does allow you to feel sorry for the sexy unless you're sure they can't help it. 11. A high pressure area the weathermen predicted, but they're so rarely right I didn't plan my day around it. You must be the girl of my dreams because every joke I tell about anybody else fails to make me laugh. Though granted, a jest prosperity lies in the ear of those who hear it and cry and laugh about it all again. Yet I still must learn not to be disappointed when it takes me too long to realize your letter was a carbon copy addressed to the sun I'd be if I could stand being clean-shaven for as much of the time as the percentage of my body weight made from the water that wouldn't pass the federal standards that aren't enforced too much anyway. 12. The feeling that I should take it more may have led me to the heartbeat too steady to be interesting unless juxtaposed with the decorative complaints that side with the flux against you. It's easier to feel I'm writing to everyone when I'm writing to no one than it is when I write to you. I only came here to be with you, but I was ashamed of that because I hadn't spoken to you yet. So when you left, I stayed here as if there was some other reason I came here, and I bet there is. 13. I walk through the crowds in pajamas because I'd rather be a suicide than a spectator, because form is clever and content is passion. I stand at the corner facing diagonally, so you'd think I was waiting for a red light. There's a second when both are red, but never when both are green. In the photograph, someone who's only happy when outdoors is trying to drive someone who's only happy in his house out of his mind. But the trees I can't see for the forest are the times I'm not horny yet stupidly feel it's my duty to be, until we all put our borrowed money where our borrowed mouths were. 14. The silence I had to break, because it wouldn't bend unless its poetic license had not expired but only exhaled, was like a train that has to be filled beyond capacity to go slow enough to have 20/20 vision. And no, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you. I've just woken from a dream in which a tooth I had pulled years ago came back as a dentist who wouldn't tell me about her past, as if I was made for horror and fear until horror and fear became you. 15. But what if the difference between snow that blocks your view but never lays and someone who flunked algebra because he didn't show his work, though he got all the right answers, is the difference between me and you? What if I couldn't see you as a teacher until I needed to be a student so much as I'd get a scholarship? Then we'd talk a lot about becoming your opposite, of whether I like you or your place, of how I don't want to be like you at your age means I want to be like you, but I can't do what you did to get there. 16. I'll be listening to the words. You'll be listening to the voice. You'll be sitting. I'll be sitting. I'll have to stand if I want to listen to the voice more than the words, but that doesn't mean that sitting for you is like standing for me. It must be the time to ask questions again, to start from the scratch that scratches the skin off, so that the next time I feel so good that the warehouse will be stocked with answers. They won't have to lower their price unless it's not as fun to put your finger on a thermometer on a hot day as it is on a cold day.